Trading in shares of two Italian banks was suspended today after those shares fell sharply. That happened following news that the banks were among two dozen that failed stress tests. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London with more on this. And Andrew, first of all, what was the European Banking Authority testing?
It was looking at how banks' financial foundations could withstand another economic downturn. So the idea is to imagine what the consequences would be for the bank's debtors, the extent to which they might become unable to repay their loans, the extent to which the bank's holdings of financial securities would be affected by an economic downturn. And we're talking here about a significant decline in economic activity combined with an increase in unemployment. And when you look at what that does to the bank's capital, they then made an assessment of whether or not it would fall below certain thresholds that the authorities regarded as being a kind of sensible, safe minimum for them to be able to continue operating with the confidence of their depositors and with their with the people doing business with them in the financial markets.
So if we hear that 24 of the 123 banks that were tested failed, is that terrible news? Is that they got a solid B here because 99 of them passed?
I think the European Central Bank and the European financial authorities more generally do regard this as a, as you put it, a fairly solid B, because the overwhelming majority in terms of numbers passed, and basically the really big ones, the ones that have got the most potential to do widespread financial damage, they all passed. Having said that, these tests were never frankly going to be credible if everybody passed. It's well known in the financial markets and more widely that European banks do still have significant problems. So if it had been, you know, if it had been drinks all round, I think the financial markets would have seen the whole exercise as being a waste of time. So in a sense, what we've got here is a result that's intended to try and reinforce confidence that the banking industry is broadly sound, but at the same time, the financial authorities are onto such problems as there are and are ensuring that the banks are going to deal with them.
And that's the message that we're hearing from the European Central Bank. The vice president of the bank, Vito Constanciou, spoke with the BBC. Here's what he said.
This indeed is not only a proof of the resilience of most of the banks, but also it implies that the ones that had weaker results will be now repaired in a timely fashion. And that puts the banking sector in a more comfortable position to support the recovery.
Andrew, let's talk about the weaker banks. And when we look at the list, there are Italian banks, there are Greek banks, Belgian banks, Slovenian banks. And the worst individual bank from the stress test is an Italian bank. Does that mean that Italy's economy is in trouble?
Italy's economy is in trouble anyway, frankly. We knew that. The Italian economy, in terms of its total economic activity, total GDP, is basically the same size as it was at the turn of the century. And as you mentioned, the one that's got the biggest hole in its finances, the one that's got to raise the most money of all, is Banca Monte dei Paschi di Siena. Certainly, it's a second-tier Italian bank, really, but it's going to have to find 2 billion euros. So that's something of the order of, I suppose, $2.5 billion. So the banking sector is not in great shape, and you do need a better banking sector to provide the credit that businesses want if they're going to be able to expand.
And that Italian bank you were just talking about was founded in 1472, by the way.
Indeed, the oldest surviving bank on the planet.
Yeah. Wow. And where are we with the debt crisis, Andrew, the European debt crisis in general? Is it possible that you get enough of these banks in trouble like this that the whole continent goes back into crisis mode?
Well, that would certainly be a potential risk. One of the things, though, that's happened since the really intense phase of the Eurozone financial crisis is that the costs of borrowing for governments have come down dramatically. At its worst, a couple of years ago, they were at really unsustainably high levels. And clearly, the danger that that kind of situation might come back to haunt us is one of the things that is borrowing the European financial authorities, and they're making a lot of effort to ensure it doesn't happen again.
The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker speaking with us from London. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.